You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
That is Wax Chattels with No Ties. And we've got Tom and Peter from Wax Chattels in the studio. Morena, how are you guys?
Good morning.
Good, thanks.
Good. It's nice to have you both up in the studio. It's been a while since we've had either of you in here, actually. I think Tom last time it was for Miss June.
Yep.
And Peter, it was over lockdown. We were talking about some sulfate projects.
Chatting on the phone.
Isn't it good to be able to see each other in person?
Absolutely.
Hey, and it is also very exciting that Wax Chattels are putting out a sophomore album. This is great news. How are you guys feeling?
I'm excited. Like, I'm really excited to get it out there and hear what people think about it.
Yeah.
And what's the name of it?
It's called Clot.
This is such a good name. It's so kind of gross and also like visceral and weird. I love it. What's the kind of idea behind that as a title?
Well, we wrote a song called Clot and then realized that it was actually a way better album title.
Excellent.
Because it kind of... for reasons you've described.
It just kind of has a real kick to it. And that first track that we were just listening to, No Ties, is pretty awesome. This is obviously written by Amanda, this one, is that right?
Yeah, we all wrote it together.
Yeah.
It was a pretty collaborative affair, that one, which was
nice. Sort of how you guys put your tracks together, eh? You kind of all... It's not one writer and, you know, the rest of you kind of do your bits. You all do kind of fill it in together.
Yeah, it's kind of different for each song. Like, I remember for No Ties, Amanda brought in, you know, like a rough skeleton of an idea that we, like, worked heaps and everyone's contributing to everyone else's part sort of thing. But often it might be, you know, me and Peter just playing for an hour and then all of a sudden there's, like, one bar we play. We're like, that sounds pretty cool. Let's explore that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That must be something that you guys missed over lockdown, is not being able to kind of be around each other and do that kind of thing with all your various music projects. Just chilled out, Tom.
Yeah.
Shut yourself in your room. You're like, thank you, I'll be watching TV.
Nah, it's pretty cool just to like, for lockdown, like, we were still working on stuff because we had recorded the whole album and we were mixing it during lockdown, sending notes and all that, mastering and stuff like that, which was cool. And it was good to be able to do that while not like playing drums at the same time. You kind of like take a step away from the playing side of things and really like analyze the recordings.
You're not focusing on rehearsing for a show.
Yeah.
You're focusing on making the record. You know?
In some ways, like you don't necessarily always get a lot of time to do just that, to just focus on the one thing. So yeah, there's a silver lining, I guess. And the new track that we have got, Efficiency, what can you tell us about this?
Well, we were just talking before. I think we actually started playing this on the last US tour, which is like, what, 18 months ago or something like that?
Far out.
Maybe longer.
Yeah. So it's been kicking around for a little while.
Mm.
But it feels good to have it out finally, because I think it's a ripper.
I think awesome. This was the first song that we wrote that is on the new album.
Yeah.
I think it is.
So how long has the new album sort of been on the burn?
Well, we kind of wrote a couple of songs in, I guess, late 2018.
Yeah.
And then we had a pretty intense writing session last year, about February, March, yep. Which we got the bones of all the tracks down. And then we ended up recording it in October last year.
Very cool.
With a few overdubs in November and stuff. And then mixing and mastering. So it's a slow process, but we got there.
Well, it's definitely worthwhile, and it's coming out via Flying Nun and Captured Tracks, which is cool. A good little cross the Tasman handshake going on there. What's it like working with those labels?
Great.
Yeah.
Captured Tracks are obviously quite they're kind of taking the reins a little bit.
Yeah.
They've got a much bigger team than Flying Nun, so they've got, like, I guess, helping us out with giving us, like, social media ideas, and, like, you know, making all these little videos that we can share and stuff, which is, you know, super helpful.
Yeah.
And then Flying Nun is obviously the great local.
The wind beneath your wings.
Exactly.
Likely.
Pop Brand, I went around yesterday to get all the stuff in order for the release today and just worked away. It was great.
How do you guys feel when you're leading up to releasing something? Because it has been a while since we've had, like, a Wax Chattels release. You've both put out other projects since we last heard a full-length thing from you guys. How do you feel about being able to kind of get really back into Wax Chattels mode?
It's good. Like, honestly, right now, it kind of feels like when you play a gig, like, the space between the sound check and the gig is just like the couple of hours where you're just like, come on, like, just speed up so that we can get it out and we can start doing, like, cool stuff. So that's kind of where I'm at now. I'm just like, it's so exciting just to be releasing stuff, but I can't wait to drop the whole album.
Yeah
Same here.
And take it on the road as well. Will we see you playing around the country, hopefully?
Got a little tour and
something on the works.
Yeah.
Exciting to hear, Peter. Well, Peter and Tom, thank you both very much for coming in this morning. We're going to play the brand new track, which is out now wherever you go and get good music. Efficiency is the name. Thanks for coming in.
I should say there's an amazing video that Ezra has made, which is all made on 16mm and Super 8.
So this is Ezra from Earth Tongue, who kind of tips his hat in the video department as well.
Yeah. So he's done videos for Mermaidens and The Beths and stuff, and Earth Tongue, yeah. Incredible video.
Brilliant. Well, we'll go check it out. Thanks, guys.
Cheers.
Talk more, you'll get what you want. Volume of a clarity of content. If you talk more, you'll get what you want. Volume of a clarity of content. Blood seeps between my teeth as I bite my tongue. Blood seeps between my teeth as I bite my tongue. We'll be right back.
95 BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95bfm.com/bcasts.